66 degrees on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on FM 100.1, AM 1340, and those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 102, Facebook Live on the CN2 and WRHI pages, as well as the WRHI and CN2 pages for YouTube, so you can watch us and listen to us and take us on the go, and you're always going to be in the know. The town of Clover is in the studio this morning to give us a rundown of events happening within the town with love in its name. Sam Long is representing the town of Clover. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, welcome.
All right, we're going to start with what's happening this Saturday. The Clover Fire Department has a spring fish fry.
Yes, that's right. So you can stop by the fire department 4 to 7. They have to-go plates, $12. Of course, all proceeds go to new equipment for the fire department. Boyd's Tire and Appliance has donated a weed eater. They are selling raffle tickets for, so you can get your raffle ticket, one for $5 or get five for $20. They'll be drawing that. They'll have their education table. Sparky the fire dog will be there. So lots of fun things happening. You can come get dinner at the fire department on Saturday.
Well, we know firefighters love to cook and eat, so you know the food's going to be good.
Exactly.
And after so many different barbecue
sales.
That's
right. I love the fish fry.
It's nice to have, you know, something else on the plate.
Exactly.
But these fire departments, you know, they get funding, but they have to continue to fundraise. And the equipment is expensive, and it's needed. It's not like a luxury.
Yes.
It'd be nice to have. They need it to do their jobs. And the fact that the kids... Every kid seems to love walking around a fire station, and when they open up those bay doors and invite the community in, it's part of their community that they are part of. And that's why people live in communities like Clover.
Yes.
So then after that, if you still want food, you can do so with a butt cook-off. And we're talking about barbecue now.
Yes. So our barbecue competition will be on April 27th. So that event is sanctioned by the South Carolina Barbecue Association. So we host that event at New Center Park Amphitheater. We'll have live music. We'll have vendors. And then, of course, our barbecue competition will be happening. So the event itself will be on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2. It is not a barbecue sale, but you can buy sample cups for $1. So you can spend $10 and get to sample all of them, or if there's one that you love, you can just eat your heart out at that one. But we will have that event going on. Really looking forward to that. Live music. It'll be a fun, family-friendly morning to come out and get a early lunch that day with us.
And you're still looking for cook teams.
Yes, that is correct. So we are still accepting applications. So if you think you have the best barbecue, then come on out and we'll let the judges decide. So you can apply. The applications are open through next Friday, April the 12th. That application can be found at our website, www.cloversc.org. You can submit that application and we will get you in to compete with some barbecue.
All right.
Well, if it's sanctioned by, what did you say it was sanctioned by?
It's sanctioned by the South Carolina Barbecue Association.
That sounds very legit and official.
And so people though that do this as like somewhat of a hobby, they need that. So it gives them a leg up on the competition. No pun intended. No pun intended there.
Yes.
But yeah, to be sanctioned, I know that's a pretty big deal. I know the Come See Me barbecue cook-off is the same thing. So when these things are sanctioned for these that do this, it's that they need that to get points and to continue to impress the judges and wow them with what's going on.
Yes.
So that's on Saturday, April the 27th at 10 a.m. at New Center Park in Clover. Mm-hmm. But as Sam just mentioned, they need teams. So go ahead and get signed up now.
And it does pay out. The first place does take home $1,200.
Oh, wow.
What?
First place. Yes. Yeah, so first place is $1,250. Second place is $800. Third place is $400, and then fourth place is $250. So it does pay out if you are the winner. You do take home some cash with you.
Look at your wills are
spinning. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I do not cook. I will sample.
They're not looking for crock pot barbecue here, Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas's crock pot barbecue. That sounds like a pretty good ring to it.
Hey.
So when you mention teams, so can individuals sign up or you can do
It's up to four-man per team.
Okay.
So yes. So if you're a one man band, that's fine. But if we do take up to cook teams up to four.
Boy, four that's people, interesting.
Yeah.
Sam Long is from the town of Clover. She is giving us a rundown of things that are happening within the community there with love in its name. And with Thursdays, we're going to get our food trucks back beginning on Thursday, April the 18th.
Yes, super excited about that. That's a really popular event for us, our summer food truck series. So that starts in April, runs through September. The first one will be April 18th. We start at 6:30. It's in the parking lot of Boyd's Tire and Appliance. We have live music, food trucks. We're kicking the music off this year with John C. Riley, who is a local Clover artist. So he will be there performing. We'll have about 12 food trucks, lots of variety. So no matter what you like, we'll probably have it there. So yes, that event kicks back off this month as well.
And that goes through September?
Through September, yes.
On Thursdays.
Yes, so it's the third Thursday of every month.
Got it.
Through September.
Now, a big attraction there in the town of Clover is under construction, which mm-hmm. when things are under construction and renovations, that means better things are on the horizon. And it's your Gallery 120. So give us the skinny about what's going on here.
Yes. So within our Parks and Rec department, we have an art gallery. We host local artists to broadcast their work. And we're currently looking for a part-time curator position. So it's a permanent part-time position. If you have experience in the art world and this sounds like something that you are interested in, you can apply. The application is once again on our website, cloversc.org.
Well, that art gallery is very popular because mm-hmm. every month there mm-hmm. seems to always be a different focus, and yes. it features artwork from mm-hmm. those in Clover and beyond.
Yes, yes. So we host a new artist every month, and we have a reception for them. They are able to sell their artwork if they choose to, but you can come meet the artist once a month.
So it's like a gallery opening or
yes,
showing.
Exactly.
So would the curator be responsible for
yes.
events like that?
Yeah, so the curator would be the one who finds the artist, helps them get in every month, and then takes their artwork out with a switchover at the end of the month. So yes, the curator will help us find the artist, find the artwork, and then host the reception every month for the artist to show off their pieces.
That's cool.
All right, and then Sam, I know we got a little bit of time left. We want to make sure that families know about what signups for our young kids to keep them active.
This is adult signups.
Oh, adults. Okay.
Yeah, well, this is for you.
You got to keep them active too.
Yes. Yes, this is for adults. So we have sports registration for co-ed. We have softball, kickball, and soccer. So that registration opens on April 15th. You can register online. You can stop by our office in Clover 120 Bethel Street. Or you can call on the phone and we can register you over the phone. But yes, we are taking registrations starting April 15th for those adult co-ed sports.
Again, just for the adults.
Yes. Adults this time.
Yes.
Kids, we already got them taken care of,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. 18 and over, yes. 19 and up.
Yeah.
Okay, is that what we say?
Yeah.
19 and up.
Kids that will be back in the summer when we got to keep them
from
active.
High school. Yes.
All right. Well, Sam will join us again once a month and run down all the events that are taking place. Oh, sorry. I want to make sure about the Roosevelt Community Health Fair.
Yes. So our Roosevelt Community Watch will be hosting a health fair. That will be on Saturday, April 27th as well. So you can come eat some barbecue, then
that's
stop
right.
by the health fair. That will be at our Roosevelt Park in Clover. They will have free health screenings, mental health awareness. So lots of important things going on over there that day as well. They will be doing breast cancer screenings. You do have to pre-register. But once again, you can find all of that information on our website. So a very important event happening that day for our community.
Maybe go to the health fair
first and then go eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barbecue next.
Yes. Yes. Maybe don't get your blood pressure taken after the barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your diabetes and everything else ahead of time. Get it checked, then go and eat.
That's right.
Don't eat and then go.
That's right.
Your numbers might be off a little bit.
And then start the diet the next day.
Yes.
All right. Now I think we're done, Sam.
Yes.
That's a lot of events happening just in the next couple of weeks
yes.
within the town of Clover. Sam Long, thank you so much. We'll catch
thank
up with you.
You
next month.
Thank you.